When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Wow, who's got to start first?
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my gosh.
Oh my bad, you were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
It was dead. Today's, yeah. It's brain dead with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Why do I always have to go first? Seriously.
No, wait a minute.
Okay. What to do, guys?
Episode 148.
It's your girl, Kia Aubrey.
It's my own royalty.
Sorry, I'm really tired. It's because I was walking really fast.
And how did that make you tired? Should it woke you up?
No, I think I've had a long day.
Okay.
So basically, had the day off, mm-hmm. woke up, went to the gym,
yeah.
came back. And I feel like day off should be... Can you hear me, by the way?
God, definitely,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What was I going to say? Yeah, day off should be like just chilling.
It's never.
I'm out here running around doing
life admin.
This. Before I knew it, it's 7 and I have to come to studio. And I was like, wow.
It's a lot. That's why I feel like with taking days off here, it has to be, you cannot just take one day off and expect.
Yeah.
I actually think it has to be like 3 days.
Or it like, has to be a month or something. At
no,
this
but
rate.
To have a rest day in between your day off, during your day off, you have to at least have like minimum 2 days because the first day you spend up doing life admin, all that stuff. And the second day you're able to kind of slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
But having one day, you return back to work more tired than you left.
And I was like washing all my wigs and stuff like that. And I'm
That's a task.
I'm knackered, I tell ya.
That's like when I had to dye my hair, like, I haven't done it in so long, I said, nah, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that was water method for the bundles. And then just the closure, I had to, like, brush dye.
I've never done the water method before.
Nah, water method is my bait. Especially because it's jet black. Darling, I'm throwing it in there.
I'm always out here, like, come like I'm doing highlights.
Nah, honey.
Using the brush to stroke every single strand.
Like, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
Literally do water method and then you leave in there for hours.
Yeah.
Come back, it has jet
and
black.
It doesn't dye the closure.
No, you gotta do the You gotta do the closure yourself.
Okay.
Do
okay.
the closure yourself and then the bundles.
Okay, so the closure you use the brush like you brush put it in. Okay.
And then the bundles you do it. But there is a method where if you spray the lace with Got to Be, apparently you have to spray the Got to Be, dry it, blow dry it, spray it again, blow dry it, maybe like 3 times. Mm-hmm. Apparently then the dye won't transfer onto the lace. But it's not going to be me because hair is expensive. So I'm just going to do the normal methods.
I've done that with bleaching my closure knots. So where I put the Got to Be, spray it.
Yeah.
And then I bleach the knots.
What does that do there? Because aren't you meant to...
So that it doesn't seep through the...
The lace.
Yeah, it doesn't seep through the lace.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just never press it hard. So I just like do it like kind of surface.
Okay. Because it was my first time, I said, let me listen to the YouTube girls.
Yeah. You got to.
They say spray the closure, you spray the lace. Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that be doing stuff on. Because I feel like, what a time to be alive. I always say, because I can't lie, sometimes I think about like, in the next world, when Jesus comes back and everything, right? And I think, are we starting from the beginning of history? Because, hello, I'm used to technology. Like, I'm used to these things. Like,
oh, well,
I can't
as in
start
if the world was
caveman.
To restart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm sorry, but I really believe that I was born in this generation for a reason.
Yeah, like don't put me
that's
in the caveman era.
Yeah, like, that's why I also I'm not gonna, the talks about the war, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, no.
And it's very privileged, I know that. But
And I don't want to be like what the okay, this is gonna sound wrong, yeah.
Oh, dear.
I love my black people. But I don't
want to
be
a slave.
I don't want to be picking cottons.
I don't want to be a slave.
I don't want to be part of the civil rights movements. Like, I love y'all and I love what y'all did for
us. I'm sorry, but I need peace.
But yeah.
I know people are annoyed with soft life, but I actually want a soft life here and in the next.
Like right now, obviously, if I was to come back again.
I'll come back in this generation.
Just this generation, but rich.
Everyone would. You think Rosa Parks and I'm going to come back picking cotton? Of course they do.
I want to have money.
I am aware that Rosa Parks didn't pick cotton, by the way, relax.
Oh, yeah, imagine.
She
didn't get off her seat.
I'm tired. I'm just let that go.
Her family might have.
Yeah, probably did. They probably did. Actually, because when they were free then, but then it was segregation. So she did.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think, if you was to retake, like, history, maths, English, science?
I think maths I could.
Do you think you were a pass again?
I think only maths I could. Because it's numbers. And I like numbers.
That's good.
But history... because basically education, I spent, oh my gosh, I remember the other day, the comparative politics. Do you remember that stupid module?
Uni.
I swear to you, I remembered when I was in the shower and literally I felt sick because I was like, that was the worst module of my life.
Wait, was that the one where?
There was an exam. Do you remember? And we thought it was all coursework. I didn't even know what they're flipping heck.
Was our tutor a black woman? Was it that one? Or the lecturer was a black woman?
I don't remember having a black lecturer, you know.
We did that short black woman. Was that comparative politics?
I don't remember, you know. I remember the race and racism lady.
And
the Asian one.
Yeah, and then it was like on a Friday, that the lecture was like on a Friday afternoon or something silly. Like it was on a random silly day.
I think it was a Friday. I think it was a Friday. But I just remember I just got like that smell of Keynes Building when I was going to take the exam and I said, I'm going to fail. Failed in my life. It was terrible.
God forbid.
But anyways, I feel like, so during education, I basically crammed. Like I was very good at cramming.
Okay.
I could cram the heck out of anything. I would just cram it.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as I step out of that exam hall, don't ask me anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. Like I don't know anything. But then while I'm in the exam, I know what I'm talking about.
That's
so
good.
I never really learnt stuff because I didn't really care.
Yeah, I think for uni, I was like, because at uni, for our subjects anyway, it was like learn three or four topics. And they would be like, every single question is going to come up, but learn like three or four that you want to do.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I would like cram the three or four topics that I wanted to do. So that was fine. But like GCSE and that, you had to do everything because you didn't know what was going to come up. I don't think I'll be able to pass.
I think maths is the only one I would actually pass.
I think English, probably.
Oh, English just pissed me off.
Because you just have to waffle and seem like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, actually, I could do literature.
Yeah.
I remember I didn't really like English grammar.
What was language? Is that grammar?
Language, that's it. I didn't really like language.
I can't remember what was that.
I can't remember what it was, but I just remember I didn't like it. Literature was my bag. Because you know when it's like, and then the ocean represents blue. Blue is peace. Just chatting shit,
bruv. But with language, I can't remember what English language was about. Guys, if you remember what English language was, let us know because I can't remember.
I can't remember what that was about. But I remember literature was my bag. But language I didn't really like and I didn't really do well in.
I got the same for literature.
Shout out Miss Peterson. Any Bullies girls listening, right? Shout out Miss Peterson. She was the best. I love that woman. She was so... I remember she's South African. I think she was mixed with something else. But you know that teacher just says how it is. She was really... So she was older, but you couldn't tell her that she was older. Okay. She had a granddaughter and a grandchild and everything.
Oh, wow.
Like an older daughter. Her daughter was older than us. You couldn't tell. She was a fashion babe.
Mm.
Literally, her nice little makeup. She loved the minis. That woman loved the mini skirt and a boot.
Miniskirt in school.
She loved it with her little legs. Like, she was a hot babe. And you know like when the naughty kids are talking, she'd be like, do you really think you're in a position to be talking? Seeing that you don't know anything and your grade is very crap.
Oh, wow.
And then she'd be like, I mean, I'm just saying. You can carry on talking if you want to, but I'm just saying.
Wow.
She was my shade queen. I said, yes.
Wow.
I loved her so much. I wonder how she's doing. And I remember she didn't like year sevens. Because she was like, they're so annoying. And she was like, she's like, and then they see you at the supermarket. And they're like, oh my gosh, miss. And she was like, I just look at them like, relax.
I have to
eat as well. I have to do food shopping. She sounded like a little shady boots. She really was. I loved her. Like in her class, all the naughty kids behaved. Because she just didn't have time. Like she just
especially
didn't have
if you're
time.
Saying that to you, you would definitely behave.
Literally. And I remember what literature was it? And they said the N word. So she could say it, but she would be like, okay, let's not, you know.
make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, like she'd be like, okay, kind of chill. Like, I really liked her. I really liked her.
Aww, what a babe, man. Wherever you are, shout out to you, Miss Peterson. I had a teacher like that in year six. Miss Doan, I think that was her name.
Don't.
Doan. She was Australian, super tall. Really? Like, basically like a model. Slim. Wow. Like, and I was thinking, why are you here? Like, why are you here? Yeah.
Not Tara Banks. She's from
And then I remember when I used to do braids, she used to be so fascinated. She's mixed race, but she used to be so fascinated that she made her daughter, like, get braids as well. And then, she came to school and showed me the picture of her daughter in blue braids.
Oh, stop it.
And I said,
in year six? Look at you being an influencer.
In it. But her daughter was really, really young, though. Like,
okay.
Six at the time.
I wonder if she found the hairdresser.
Yeah, and I was thinking, why your daughter got blue braids? I don't come to school blue braids. Where'd the influence come from?
In it.
But yeah, no, and she used to give us her MSN.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, and then
I love teachers like that, you know. It's just fun. Like, I love the fun teacher. Yeah.
And then when she goes to Australia, because the time difference is like crazy. So then she'll be like, oh, like, what you doing up? Like, you should be sleeping.
I've got a teacher here as well, yeah, that I absolutely, Mr. Ambrose. I need to message him. I found him on Twitter, but I need to message him.
I'm so done.
He was my favorite, of all my life, he was my favorite teacher. Like, he was a good, you know that teacher that's so encouraging, like, just good vibes. He was funny. Like, he let me leave the class to go and get wireless tickets. And I came back, he said, did you get the tickets? I said, yes. He was like, good. Like, he was such good.
Were you sixth form then?
Sixth form then, okay, yeah. He was my sociology teacher in year 12 and 13, I believe.
Okay.
He was such good vibes. Oh my God. I love teachers like that.
Yeah. Teachers who, like, they get it.
They just, like, they actually get it.
Yeah, they get it. I like teachers like that.
I love teachers like that, man.
But it's weird because then when you see your teacher, like, outside of school, you're just like, bro, you're actually a person.
Like, you're actually a human being.
Yeah, like, you're not just Miss So-and-so or
We have to call them Mister. Like, if I saw my teacher and I'm calling you Miss. Did you really? See? Absolutely. What am I going to call him? Janet? Heck no.
I'll be like, hey, Susan.
I'm like, hey, Miss. Like,
it's been a long time. I've seen teachers
when I'm old like this. I'm like, oh, hi, Miss. Like, yeah. you will always be Miss to me. Aww. Have you seen Abbott Elementary? And she saw her teacher.
I haven't watched the show yet, but it's really, really sick. Yeah.
And there was it. Did you see the interview?
No.
So basically, who was? Was it Ellen? No, it wasn't. It was what's that guy? That white guy. What's that guy? Jimmy Kimmel, I think. One of the white guys.
James Corden.
No. I remember him.
Okay.
He was an American guy. I think it was Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, I think it was him. Yeah. And he set up like a surprise thing for her. With her teacher. So basically, she's named the show after her teacher because her teacher was really lovely.
Oh, that's
so sweet. She named, I cried. You know me, I'm quick to cry anyway. So she named the show after her teacher and said, so they surprised her with a call. And she was like, oh my gosh, Miss Abbott. It was that's the sweetest so sweet. Thing ever.
And one of the teachers getting a paycheck. It was so lovely.
Why would you get a paycheck?
Because it's her name.
The Gemini Abbott's there in the world.
Yeah, but like, no. Especially because you know how people say, in movies and stuff, they'd be like, they use like your likeness and stuff for.
Nah, mate, you're the inspiration. That's enough. That should hold you, mate.
I would be like, ding ding. Nah, where's my coin?
That I would change the name of the show. I would change the name.
Where is my coin?
If you want to get greedy now and not appreciate the fact that you're an influence,
I'm so
gonna change it. But it was, I love teachers that are like just good vibes and just nice. And literally, you remember them forever.
Yeah.
Like, all my favourite teachers, I remember them forever.
Yeah, like teachers who had an impact and I think I only have maybe two or three that I just think, like, you're my top dog.
I have, who do I have? So I have Mr. Ambrose. I have Miss Healy. Miss Healy was a babe. Like,
I had Mr. and Mrs. Healy, yeah.
I had Miss Healy for, and they're both sociology, actually. Mr. Ambrose was sociology. Miss Healy was sociology as well. Who else is there? Who did I mention? Oh, Miss Peterson was fun, but she's not like the one that sticks with me. Yeah. I think Mr. Ambrose and Miss Healy. And we had one Miss Vickers, but she left like randomly and we tried to find her on like Facebook and stuff.
Oh, she was so lovely. She didn't say she was leaving.
I think she was going to another school or something.
Okay. It was always that sad when like
the your favorite teacher was leaving. Yeah. Oh, it was really, when she was leaving, we literally all cried. Like all of us were crying. She was crying. It was just a mess.
Yeah.
And she was white, and she had like a black boyfriend. Mm-mm. So we used to teach her like culture stuff. Yeah. Like, so she could impress her in-laws. Like, oh, good times.
Mm-mm.
I had no bills
when
to worry
about. When you people are meant to be reading your books.
Listen, and you know what? Teachers like that as well. Everyone passes. Because they're so kind, yeah?
Yeah. Like, they know when actually do the work.
Yeah, you actually do the work. And then when you guys have the exams, like, everyone... No, I don't remember anyone failing in those classes. Yeah.
I remember I had a sociology teacher like that. She was Greek. I think her name was Miss Christofianos or something like that.
Okay.
And she had a body, like...
That was Miss Healy. Miss Healy was cute and petite.
And she would come in, like, these nice fitted trousers. Oh. And I'm thinking... And then one of the guys, yeah, he used to just be like, oh, miss, like, what are you doing to me?
Stop
I said,
it.
You're a little dirty little boy.
You're disgusting.
And yeah, and like, I remember like the bare, like her pass rate was really good because I feel like majority of people, like even if you didn't pass, like,
yeah,
really
yeah,
good,
you get above a C.
You, yeah, like the bare minimum, yeah. You get a C. So yeah, I remember, yeah, she was quite good. But it's because I think she used to make it fun.
Yeah.
And I remember her talking about like her, she had a boyfriend who was a police.
Oh dear.
And then she'll be like, okay guys, it's enough now. Like, we need to get back to the lesson. And I was miss, we want to know more about your
miss. Literally, what's the tea?
Yeah.
Now those are good times, you know. I loved lessons like that. And those lessons you look forward to as well.
Yeah, because they're just nice. But I think pretty privilege also helps a little bit.
What do you mean?
In terms of like, if
people
you're good, yeah, if you're a good looking teacher, so the kids will listen.
Yeah, they will.
If they think you're cool, they're going to listen to you. But
I remember when I changed sixth forms and I went to the sixth one. I was like, Waterloo Road, bruv. I don't know why I did that. Mm. My history teacher in my secondary school said to me, don't do it. I said, no, I want to change. He said, Esther. Anyway, I had to stick to it because me, pride. But anyways, I remember Miss Williams, she was black.
Mm.
She was a boss, babe. But it was a shame I had to drop this thing. I said, sorry, I don't like this. I can't do it. Mm. But she was a boss, babe. Like, she wasn't exactly fun because she was more like the serious black teacher. And I didn't really like it. I didn't like it. But her fashion sense, like her suit was suiting, like her body was oddying, like it was, she was a babe.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I got a guy. I'm not enjoying this lesson. I'm sorry.
Personally, I don't think I could be a teacher.
I couldn't be a teacher. I don't have the patience for it.
I just don't. Like, and also I just think I don't explain things properly.
I don't want to do it. I don't got the patience to teach anyone anything.
Yeah, I feel like I couldn't, like, they'll be looking at me, miss, what are you talking about? And I'll be like, don't you get it? Like, I don't think I can explain things properly. Yeah.
I think it's a lot of pressure to be a teacher, you know.
Especially, I think if you're teaching like secondary school, year 9,
year
10, that's when you think you're a big girl, you're a big boy. Like, you're about to leave and go sixth form or college, so you think you're a big girl. So I think those age bits, they're a bit tricky.
I think the worst age is year 8.
You reckon?
Yes, because in every school, I've never not known year 8 to be bad vibes. Because basically, they're not year 7 anymore. So they feel like I'm a big girl now. So they feel like, yeah, we've really landed in secondary school. But darling, darling, you are still lower on the food chain. Relax yourself. Year 8s are always bad vibes. They get on my nerves.
I think year 10s and year 9s. Because I think that's when you
year 10.
You've settled in. But you're with year 10, it's like, I'm a big girl because I'm about to...
But you don't,
like,
know what's about to hit you around the corner with GCSEs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But year 9, year 10, I was naughty in year 9, year 10. I really thought I was the... And I feel
actually,
like
year
I was
9 as well, they can be very cheeky.
Yeah,
know?
I was experimenting in terms of like, I'll be wearing skirts one day, then I'll be wearing boys trousers the other day. Like, I just don't know what was going on. And I'm out here wearing contact lenses.
Okay, stop it.
No, to the point where, because my mom was like, like,
it's too much now.
Yeah. Went to the hair shop, Afro-Caribbean hair shop.
Oh, yeah.
Bought a grey contact lens.
Oh dear.
And then I would hide it from my mom. So on my way to school, like, on the roads,
oh, stop it.
I'm popping contact lenses.
Whilst walking?
Into my eye. Like, I'll stop, pop the contact lens into my eye. Buses and everything are going past. People can literally see me popping contact lenses into my... But I felt like such a babe. I was like, yeah, like green, grey eyes. Like,
what a sad time.
And now looking back at it, I look like an avatar. Like, what the hell was I thinking?
Do you know what, actually? Because I was on Instagram. I'm trying to find, like, oh, gosh. I'm trying to find, like, hairstylists and all that kind of stuff in Nigeria, right?
Mm.
And I'm looking at the MUAs, like... Is that as if... You know how, like, an MUA will ask you what kind of... Do you have any look you have in mind? And you know how when you go to makeup artists, like, they have lashes?
Yeah.
I think they provide them with contact lenses as well.
Oh, yeah. Especially Nigeria. Because I've seen...
Girl!
Half of the makeup looks that
they've
I've seen,
got grey.
They're wearing contacts. Yeah. They're wearing contacts.
I'm like, mate. Especially... I'm sorry. Especially the fair babes.
Yeah. I didn't want to say, but you...
No, know. I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
He's going to beat me.
Yeah.
The fair babes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I thought it was like a thing.
It is a thing over there.
Yeah.
But we need to scrap that. But they're not going to. I give up trying to teach Nigerians anything.
Yeah,
so.
No. And I remember back in the day as well, did you go through the phase of like the swirly
baby hairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do all of that.
Or like,
I went for the comb in the hair.
Oh, or the quiff?
The quiff. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The quiff.
And also, did you go through the phase where you'd wear matching trousers with bandana?
No, we had our uniform was very strict, huh?
No, as in like just so basically.
No.
Red trousers, purple skinny jeans. And then do you remember that
Kanye glasses?
I'd have like the matching bandana.
Oh dear.
Like as a scarf. Was it a bandana? What were they
called?
It was a bandana, really. Yeah.
And you kind of like the French.
Yeah.
Mademoiselle.
And I had the hair so that it looked like a peacock. You basically do a ponytail.
Remember when Nini was like, whoop.
You do a ponytail and then you basically like get your hair to look like a peacock.
Yeah.
That's when you stick the comb.
And this is all comb and you stick it to kind of give it a...
And the mixed girls always used to put like diamond on their baby hairs. Yeah, or on the... They used to basically use so much gel to do like a side swoop. But it would stick to the skin. Do you know what I mean?
A side swoop.
Yeah, and then they'll put diamantes like on the edge of the side swoop.
They had time, boy.
Mate.
I hate a side swoop so much, you know. Like, even when I see the ponies, I hate.
I don't mind it.
No, actually, I'm going to get spots. Things on the skin, anyhow, really stresses me out.
Yeah, but.
It's actually crazy.
When I think about some of the stuff that we used to wear back in the day,
it's embarrassing.
Or like the rah-rah skirts. Do you remember the rah-rah skirts?
What's the rah-rah skirts?
It was like them Shakira, that kind of. Do you remember those skirts?
It making me think of the red emoji. You know the emoji with the auntie dancing.
Yeah, it was basically that, but like a white one. They had so many different colors.
I probably wore it anyway.
Or like the slipper that was like a half shoe.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember those ones?
I think so.
And it was like a net.
Yes, and it had like the little sequin thing at the front. Yeah. And they had different colors. Yeah. I remember that. The mess joints.
Oh my god.
I remember that. That was, oh dear. What a mess.
All the trainers that used to light up.
That was a crazy time, you know.
Mm-hmm. I could go on and on. All the trainers that had the heel.
Wedges, that was my bag. That was my bag.
Wedges, yeah.
Or like the block heel ones as well.
Yeah.
I remember I wanted those so badly. I was so happy I wore those shoes.
What backpack did you have for school? Like, you know, they had Just Do It, Mackenzie.
I had a Just Do It,
then I switched to Just Do It. But Just Do It could not fit anything in there.
You know, you actually have your pencil case in there, yeah? Because I love a pencil case. But I'm carrying my books in my hands. So...
It was so small. But because everybody's wearing Just Do It.
I switched to a thingy, a handbag.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, in year nine, I remember having... Because I think that was a time where Paul's Boutique and all those ones would start coming out. Yeah.
I remember my mom tried to get me a backpack. I said, Mom... No one's got a backpack in school.
I had a backpack in year 7 and I had a pink one even from Debenhams. I can't remember what brand it was. And I went to school, everybody's wearing these tiny, but I'm Mr. Memo.
I said to my mum, I said, I'm not going to lie to you. On my way home today, we're going to get a bag because, sorry.
Yeah.
Now that's just crazy,
Justin and Mackenzie was the ish back then.
Crazy, crazy times. But I wonder, like, I feel like we're going to end up looking, because I'm not going to lie, there's some funny trends at the moment.
Mm.
We're going to end up looking back. In a few years' time, not in a few years, but like 10 years' time, how we dress today and think, what was going on?
What do you think? But all recycles. People are going to be questioning.
Them, what's that? The BBL dresses.
Oh, the cutouts. God forbid. And me, I'm not part of those trends. I can't do it. I couldn't. It's not for me.
It's just not my brand.
Like, why isn't the side of my hip cut out?
Do you know what? That one is
under
not,
my
no,
boob.
Okay, no, no, actually, yeah, the, you know the waist ones are no, not bad.
I'm talking about the where.
Oh, the hip. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like where your knickers are, the knicker, yep. Your knicker line. I always think, if I'm wearing knickers.
What kind of knickers are you guys wearing?
They're not wearing any. They're literally not wearing any.
I mean, to be fair, I can't lie. I get the whole going commando thing, but.
Not like that.
Not to a outing like that.
No.
Darling.
No.
Because even when I say it's cut out everywhere.
Yeah, even the one on the side. I'm a little bit like,
Have you seen the ones that just about cover like the vagina bit part?
Yeah.
And then the rest of it is like mesh.
So the poster girl dresses.
But what if I wear it and that pattern doesn't sit where it's meant to sit? So what happens now? Yeah. Nah, man.
Don't remember people wearing the poster girl dresses and they're basically just, you don't wear anything underneath it. Just wear nipple covers and you're good to go.
Good to go where? Mom would be so shy for me. Mom would be so
No, she will
shy.
Literally put me in a show or like, because that's what you're dressed like.
Even when I went to what was the last New Black event, I just thought, obviously it's all right. Like, really, true. I'm actually a big woman, but I think there's so much I have to unlearn.
Yeah,
when it comes
especially
to like
when you're African man.
Yeah, so there's so much I have to unlearn anyway. But I knew that if I had stayed in my mom's presence too long,
she would have started clocking.
She'd be like, "Oh, like, are you sure you don't want that?"
Yeah,
hello. And that's what she likes to. She'd be like, "Oh," she'd be quiet and she'd be like, oh, Are you sure you don't want to? Hello, ma'am. I didn't ask for it. So I literally picked my head through the door. I said, I'm going, I'm off, I'm in a rush.
Yeah.
And I went, because I said, I'm not even in the mood for it today. Because sometimes she was talk about like my sisters. Like, I'm like, mom, like, it's just.
Yeah, let it go.
It's all right. Yeah. Like, relax.
Yeah. It's but it's because their generation, they.
It's very difficult. Honestly, it's terrible.
They were covered from head to toe, mate. But then again, I look at some pictures of my mom's, like, what was she? Not that she was wearing like bodycon stuff, but I'm just.
No. But you weren't covered head to toe, like, you make out.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple legs.
Mom always says, my mom was like, oh, like, I've my joints are like cold because I used to literally just be out all the time in the cold and blah, blah. I'm like, I know you weren't wearing a jacket. And I hear you are telling me, no, sir, I don't wear by sweetheart.
Mate.
Let me to face my consequences.
Every day, wear your jacket. Wear your jacket. Don't. I've heard you.
But I think, do you know what I think though? I think with African parents, well, they don't, like when you're a child, you're a child forever. Obviously, I'm a child but by birth certificate, but they don't realize that, or they don't accept that you're getting older and your brain cells work to make decisions for yourself.
Yeah, I think it's the same with like, even like siblings and stuff.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah.
Like, even though I know they're getting older, but majority of the time I still think,
like, you're better than me, I tapped out.
You're still like, in certain ways, I'm just like, you're still young. No, even they're getting older, like, I see they're physically getting older.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm thinking, they'll be like, oh, I'm turning to this, I'm turning to that. I'm like, you're still a baby though.
No, I get that. But you know, like, yeah, but I wouldn't give them, if they didn't ask me for something, ask me for my opinion, I wouldn't just give them my opinion. Do you get what I mean? I wouldn't try and force my opinion or my way of doing things on that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that
they
can't, African parents can't let go of the fact that you're now independent enough to make decisions for yourself. It's more like, oh, I think you should do this. I think you should do it. Hello. Let's be guided.
I don't even mind if you can, like, for me, I don't mind like my mom saying, oh, I think you should do. That's fine. But it's when they try to say it in the way it was like, you should, like, this is what you should be doing. Then I'm like, okay, ma'am.
Relax. Let's take a chill pill.
Yeah, let's run it back.
Literally. It's crazy, man.
But,
I had to, of course, I've got to talk about Davido concert because we mentioned it last week.
Yes.
Guys, it was the best thing of my life.
I was watching via streaming. It was so hard to get a good stream because.
Yeah, because you had to pay for, no, you had to sign up for it time before. Time days before.
Yeah, but so somehow it ended up on YouTube. It ended up on Twitter and then, it's a free link, But the ones before, somebody was coming to do discussion in the.
Is it?
They were streaming their TV.
Oh, stop it. Not one of those.
Yeah, so then literally they're having a discussion. Oh, Davido. I'm thinking, if y'all don't shut your ass up, we don't want to hear you guys talk. But eventually you got the good stream.
That's so funny.
Do you remember me from home, it looked really good.
It was one time during Clubhouse season.
Yeah.
And. You know, like when there's beef in another room, yeah?
Yeah.
So someone has to create another room.
Yeah.
Then we listen in on the other room because obviously we don't, like, we want to get the reactions kind of thing.
I think
I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So imagine like me and you and someone is beefing, yeah?
Yeah.
But then I'm holding a room talking about that beef.
Yeah.
So then, but then the beef revives on that end.
Yeah.
Then we're like, okay, guys, let's everyone be quiet here. Then someone would have their phone and then we playing the original beef.
Okay. Like, that's so long. Let's go back into the room.
No, because we're going to lose this room where it's funny to get like, because you know, like say the person you're beefing that comes to this room.
Yeah.
Imagine like Tion and Lani Good.
Yeah.
Tion is in that room. Lani's here.
Yeah, that's happened
so
before.
Really cheap. We can get two. So now we're going to get live reaction. It was fun.
I think that's happened before.
Good times. Yeah. But Davido was amazing. But I'll say to Craig, right, basically, I want to introduce the segment, right? Because I think this is a No Shade podcast, right?
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes shade is due.
100%. Right?
And so I would like to introduce a new segment where every week someone gets some kind of shade.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, the shade is dedicated to people that go to concerts for artists they don't know much about because they think it's going to be a timeline motive.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back whenever when the show is done and complain that the show wasn't great. How do you expect to fully immerse yourself and enjoy and have a full-on experience of a concert, of a show, if you do not know anything the artist sings? How does that make sense? Because at the Davido concert, right, the next day, people were talking. As in, like, I did my entire day. I woke up in the morning, they were talking.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
I went to church. Praise the Lord, they were talking.
Yeah.
My mom did tour to London after church. I'm driving myself to church from now because I've had enough. Last week was the last straw. We did the whole tour around the London. They were still talking. I went home, had lunch, napped, woke up. I said, you guys are jobless. You guys are very, very jobless.
I saw the room. It was a room that was created. And then I just saw people giving a mixed review. Some said it was really good. But I think the reason why, because I've said this to you before as well, that I think it's a black thing because...
Oh, dear.
I don't see people go
I don't see about Dua Lipa's concert.
Yeah, I don't see people go to Drake and then come back and say, let's have a room and let's talk about
break it down.
Why this was good or why this was shit. Like, everybody just leaves their opinion on the timeline that's it.
Or do you know what? You just don't go to the show again.
Yeah.
If it's not your cup of tea.
I don't mind people having their opinions in it. That's fine. Everybody has their opinion. There's a platform for you to do it. But I think it's when people do it in the way that it's like to pin artists against each other.
Oh, dear.
And I think for the longest, every single time Davido and Wizkid have a concert, it's always, I can't lie, this was better than this, you know. Oh, I can't, like, why can't we enjoy
both artists?
Yeah, and just enjoy each concert as literally, it is. Like, but there's always so much comparison. Like the first week I saw somebody saying, oh, I can't lie, this was so much better than Wizkid concert because it was this. I'm thinking,
now why is Wizkid in it?
Why is he? And it's not just people here. Like, it literally goes all the way back to Nigeria.
No. Do you know what?
I saw so many tweets of people saying,
I'll be honest with you.
Oh, David O sold out. All the people that were saying, Wizkid, I'm thinking.
I'll be very honest with you.
Bruh.
When it comes to that, I told you, I'm not trying to influence Nigerians. The only fan base that's worse than Beehive, than the Barbs, than Adele's fans, Adelians or whatever they're called, than Beyonce, than anybody you can imagine in the world is Nigerian fan base.
Yeah.
That is Wizkid FC. That's 30 BG.
Yeah.
Anyone that's a fan of anybody in Nigeria is over for you.
They go hard.
I don't even, when I tell you, like, I literally would tweet something. As soon as I tweet, I mute it. Yeah. I don't even care to see if Wizkid replies me directly. I don't care.
And the weird thing as well on Twitter now. The weird thing on Twitter as
well. They're Spack Nation.
The weird thing on Twitter now is that for some reason you can see, like, so like with the Davido concert, for some reason I've seen loads of Davido related tweets, but from people that I don't follow. So it ended up being most people was in Nigeria, like tweeting about the concert. So that's how I've seen it. Because
it gives
things.
You like recommendations. It's a subject that
which is
especially if you follow the artist.
Yeah, this cookies thing is really bad. But and I was just like, why can't we just enjoy each concert for what it is? Like,
just leave it there. J. Cole fans don't go to J. Cole concert and be like, oh my gosh, that was better than Kendrick.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, they probably do, but it's not a big deal. Like, it's to the point where people are creating rooms comparing the concerts and why this and this and da 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 da.
It's not that deep.
The fact that the person was even able to have a concert in the O2, it's a big deal. Don't get me wrong. Like, I have shaded Davido about the whole sold out thing, but it's a light shade.
No, but this time though, he did. But my thing is as well that even with that, because I remember people took a picture of like some section. They were like, oh, look, empty seats. But you don't know whether the O2 said, sorry, the O2 roof is still off. You don't know whether they said, you know, that section cannot be sold. Because there are seats like that where they cannot sell these seats because it's actually a hazard.
Mm.
Now you've gone and taken... And furthermore, you're such a... Anyway, I'm sorry, but... I care about people putting their opinions. I don't think everyone's opinion should be out there. I think some of them should be staying in your head. And I think it's very pathetic.
I think it's also mad how, like, pages such as the Shade Bar and stuff, which I have unfollowed because I just... CBA. Were quick to post that picture about the...
About the empty section thing
the day after the the morning after the concert. Because I just think, why are we not celebrating good stuff? But pages like that just thrive of negativity.
But they tell you that though. They're called a shade bar.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they're not called.
And for me,
glorious page.
And for me, I can't, like, obviously I can't deal with those pages, hence why I followed. But I just think it's a bit mad that, like, in society now, it's like we're just so quick to be talking about the negatives and da da da. But when, God forbid, something bad happens to these people, these are the same pages who'll be doing up, oh, like, he was such a good artist or da 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 da. Like, I just think it's just weird.
Do you know what? I give them grace here because I think that's their job. It's like when people complain about, like, Wendy Williams or like Charlemagne or like anyone else about the way they talk about celebs or whatever. that's their job. And I think if it doesn't fit with your moral compass, then that's fine for you to unfollow like you did or not pay attention to them and stuff like that. But
yeah,
I don't know, that's their job. It's that new, it's that news, news reporters, like that's what they do. So for me, I don't go into Shadeborough expecting to see something positive. That's what they do.
And I 100% agree. But I just think for me, it's a bit weird how, and not, there's not just a Shadeborough, but like weird how there's like people who literally were waiting. Because for you to go to O2 and like not enjoy, like you're there to see Davido.
Yeah.
Why are you worried about how many seats there were not?
I just think, that's so pathetic.
And then
you know?
Taking pictures and then for it to end up on the blogs. Like, I just think that whole thing for me is just weird because you're there to see the artist.
Do you know
even
what it is,
even if that bit was closed off.
Yeah.
Why is it, why did it need to be a thing for you to take a picture or video and make it like make a big deal out of it?
But it's the age we live in where people want to be the one to break news. People want to be the one to get retweets. People want to be the one to make something trend. Do you get what I mean? It's that age where what was it that happened? Oh no, that was something else actually, no. But it's that age of wanting to, like that announcement culture. I want to be the first one to announce. Even when Jamal Edwards died, the person that announced it, you didn't need to announce it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do you get what I mean? Like, it's just that thing of, I want to be the first one to say it. I want to be the first one to say that. Like, when Cadet died, like, I'm his girlfriend. No, I'm his girlfriend. No. I've got these pictures with him. Like, do you get me? It's weird stuff like that. It's very, very, very pathetic. I just think it's just... Yeah, but that whole pinning people against each other, I just think, what is black people's problem? I'm sorry, but sometimes I just think, you sort of really make me tired.
And it's just tiring sometimes,
it's bad vibes.
Don't get me wrong. I think, obviously, there were, watching from home, it seemed like there was a lot of technical stuff going on. But I give grace to these artists because...
Am I the owner of the O2?
Also, people who've been doing it for years, like people who've been performing at big stadiums, Michael Jackson. Even look at what happened to Travis Scott, for example.
No, please, that was a different situation.
But as in, things happen, like that. You're not gonna get a smooth.
You don't always get
running of a show.
Yeah,
because any day you're working with people, you're working with systems.
No, but you're working with technology.
Systems, technology, all that stuff. So things are gonna happen, but you try your best
to go on.
And you try your best to
that's the thing.
Make sure that these things don't happen before, but on
if it
the
happens
day,
during, it is what it is.
Like there's runway shows where models who have been modeling for years are tripping and their ankles are doing crinkum crankrum in the heels. Like things
or the music just stopped. Like it's technology. Like I woke up on Wednesday ready to go back to work. Did my laptop work?
Exactly.
It didn't work. I said, well, the day off is on you guys. I'm gonna see y'all on Thursday.
Things happen.
And the show goes on.
Yeah, we need to be a little bit like gracious. Don't get me wrong. Watching from him, I was like, "Ugh, the sound is not the best."
I'll be honest, there was sound issues, but the sound issues were not so bad that it took away from what the concert was. How fun!
The
concert was.
And the
quality
of the show.
Because I knew every song that was being sang. I heard everything I need to hear. Yeah. Like it was that.
And these people are, like I said, these people are new in this type of like. Stadiums or arenas and stuff like venues that they're doing, so you gotta give them grace. Like performing at the O2 is not the same as going to LA Lounge and performing there.
Yeah, but is Davido in charge of the mic?
No, but I guess when you're like technically you're the face of the brand, so it's like it's the same way with Afro Nation.
You gotta delegate, hon.
I'm sure he did, but in the day, everything falls back on him. So.
When things go wrong,
no one cares about the production assistant
guy.
Or the sound engineer. Like no one cares. It's literally Davido. Why was your concert? Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So
I just think it's it's giving grace. I just think if we took, that's why I always say don't be reacting to stuff, because if something like that happens and you take a moment to sit down and be quiet for a moment and think, then you wouldn't think to be at Davido as to why the sound was bad, because you know that. Because in your thinking, you would then understand that it wasn't.
I think we look too deep into things. I think it's.
I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if it's boredom. I don't know if it's patheticness. Someone was saying the concert was like, okay, someone said, they wish that he brought his kids out. To do what?
Yeah, someone saying that.
Your concert experience was down by a few points because his kids. Do not come out on the stage.
Because people are inner. Literally. People are inner.
Is that not madness? When I say people are mad now, they're going to say Esther's saying this. But Are you not showing your ass? Also, another thing I want to talk about, yeah, is, and this is still on the black community, because sometimes we talk about whites, sometimes y'all got to get it too. I really don't like, and it makes me very, very uncomfortable. I really don't like the broke shaming that goes on within the black community.
In terms of?
In terms of anything, man. In terms of anything. Like, even that day, yeah, the concert, right?
Mm.
So basically, we parked at the, like, IKEA, but I hope IKEA's not listening. Or the people that's in charge of the parking there. But I parked there and they got the bus up.
Mm-hmm.
And we get on the bus now. So obviously, a few people got on the bus. Cool, 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 whatever. The bus driver's now like, basically, he's not moving the bus because someone hasn't paid.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. But so thinking about it, yeah, of course, it could have been any of the attendees going to the O2 or it could have been a layperson.
Mm-hmm.
This is some people. Why are you not paying for the bus? That is so bummy. It's only £1.50. Da, 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 da. So you close your mouth. Like, you don't need to be giving a speech. Like, no one's asking for that. Because maybe I think of things too deep. Maybe I'm just too compassionate in this world. Maybe. Because for me, I'm thinking maybe someone like, someone who's not going to the O2, who's maybe trying to go home, just got on the bus and couldn't actually afford it. And they thought, okay, maybe that's because the crowd, you can't. Do you get me? I just think sometimes people talk, yeah, and not are not sensitive to what other people around them maybe going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I see that, I mean, obviously you see a lot online as well, but what's annoying is that sometimes I like to believe that the way people talk online is online, but it's so sad because it actually translates into real life and into the way people like behave themselves and the way they talk about people, all that kind of stuff. I just think it's so annoying. Like, I really can't, what was that? Even on my way here, I'm not gonna say what I was listening to, but I was listening to something here. And the girl's talking about like, oh, like, I hate the is it Perspex heels?
Perspex, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I hate the Perspex heels. First of all, let people wear what they want to wear. We all can't be dressed in the same. Like, I really hate that whole, oh, let this go. Let everybody do what is in their personality to dress. Do you get what I mean? This is her. Not Brent interrupting the session.
I thought it was outside, you know.
This is her. You can see that, girls, you need to stop wearing that. Like, it's just not it. It's just not it. She's like, there's £20 heels in Zara. Why are you still always bringing money to stuff? Like, mind
but you know what's
your
mad?
Business.
If that's how people be giving pressure to other people.
That's
how you, that you like Perspex heels now.
Okay.
You now feel like Perspex heels are not, like, it's not eligible.
It's not fashionable. Apparently, it's not fashionable anymore. I can't wear it anymore.
So now you can't, if you want to go to a young day party, if you want to go to a nightclub,
you can't be able to see your toes in the heels.
Now you're going to go and wear one stiletto that's going to pain your feet.
Break your ankle.
Somebody said that Perspex heels are not in style. Like, honestly,
I hate it so
the
much.
Same way that boot cut jeans, straight leg, flares, dear.
Have all come back.
Yeah, there was a time where skinny jeans was the, if you weren't wearing skinny, you weren't it.
You weren't it.
Now,
and
look,
I had a period where I was like, oh, like, I can't even wear, like, I like these. Like, I had periods where I was influenced that way, where I like something, I'm like, oh, but then
it's not the it thing.
Now, who's gonna be, are you paying my bills?
Like, back then, if you weren't wearing skinny jeans, I remember I was like dying so hard for my skinny jeans. If you weren't wearing the Joanies, if you weren't wearing the, what are they, Top Chop jeans even?
Yeah, Joanie.
Yeah, Joanies. If you weren't wearing them, you weren't the it girl. And now look at the way that fashion has circled back again.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Now we're wearing boot cuts. Now we're all sweeping the floors.
Yeah. We're wearing flares. We're wearing boot cuts. We're wearing straight leg. We're doing split hem. Like,
not so, split hem.
So many different things. So now I just think, wear what you want to wear and don't feel bad about wearing what you want to wear. Like, because I think nowadays, I even saw the other days where somebody was saying that we're just so obsessed with aesthetics and luxury. And like, honestly, the word aesthetics does my head in. I'm not going to lie. Because it really, like, everything, aesthetic.
What does,
like,
my head in is luxury?
Like, if you're bad, you ain't got to speak about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if that's what you are.
And do you know what it is as well?
You ain't got to talk so much about it.
God, what brings that?
Like, let
it talk for itself, man.
Let you be the spokeswoman.
Let the way you carry yourself. Like, just let that be the spokesperson. You don't have to slap me with your Prada nylon bag.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's just like now, it's just like, if you ain't got a coach bag, if you ain't got a Jack Moose bag, if you ain't got, now don't get me wrong, these are nice things to have. And if you're that babe, you're that babe. And that's fine. But don't put down other babes for not being
that babe.
Or your kind of babe.
Or, oh my gosh, it's so common now. Gosh, now it's just a shopping bag to me.
Yeah.
Ekbele, bag for life. Damn it. Yeah. When I tell you, I'm really over it. I just think, let's be. And people now associate luxury with like money and stuff. You know, I live a luxurious life.
Yeah.
And I don't own one designer bag. And peace of mind. Yeah. And I'm sorry, like, even being able, like, even the other day, what day was it? It was Sunday. Yeah. Sunday, I woke up and I said, you know what? I'm craving prawns.
And the fact that you can satisfy your cravings is a luxury.
It's a blessing and a
the
half.
The fact that you
I was in church, I said, I'm craving sesame prawn toast.
Yeah.
I'm craving all the prawns. After church, I said, come on, mum, I'm going west. I'm going west end. And I went to get, and I ate my prawns to my, that is that luxury in itself. Do you get what I mean? Like, we don't all, like, oh, you're pissed. And it's the, I'm sorry, but I'm never sorry. Sorry. Wait, I start apologizing for things. No, I'm not sorry. Mm-mm. It's the black community.
Yeah.
We are the only ones that carry these things on our heads. You know, watching the Real Housewives,
I think the whites, like the white girls do.
The whites do it, but we.
Because we're not in.
No, they don't do it.
I've seen I can't remember what it was. And it's just like, it was like, oh, like too many girls are wearing it. I can't remember what it was. It was on TikTok.
Was it? Okay.
And it was like, oh, too many like girls are wearing it. Obviously, it's not going to say like too many white girls are wearing it. But you get it.
Yeah. You get it.
Yeah, but I honestly think it's a girls thing because boys aren't like that.
No, they do.
Boys don't care, you know? They do.
The male podcasts I listen to, they do.
That is crazy.
You know, boys are talking more than girls anyway. They're worse bitches than women are.
That is crazy. I just think, I don't know. Nowadays, it's just like, if something is popular, it should become unpopular. Like, it's not popular anymore to have it.
Yeah. I just think with black community, what I say is black community. I think with us, we carry wealth and stuff like that. Like, we carry things that we believe are signs of wealth on our head more than people who genuinely have it. Do you get me? Like, I'm sorry, but when I watch the rich white women on like Real Housewives and stuff, like, even when I watch, you know, Kathy Hilton, you know that dinner she had? Sis had the, what's it called? The Maison candles on the table. Yeah. Like when Bravo did tally up, that's mad.
She's rich.
Do you get me? Yeah. But people who have it, they don't have to mix. And even like normal lay people who are not celebrities who have it, they don't be shouting about having it. But it's like within the black community, and again, maybe because this is the community I'm used to, we have to make the most note that we've got. And then when you see one more person have it, it's like, oh my gosh, everyone has it now. And I think also, so we like to have things. This is why I don't really buy into that whole trying to help everybody and, this is all trying to be for each other. Like, that sense of forced community, I don't buy it because people want to do well. Until you start doing well with them or like alongside them, then it's a problem. Yeah. So people like when they're above you in some kind of way, whether it's I have one more designer bag than you do, they love it. But the moment then you start quote unquote catching up with them, it then becomes a problem because people are more likely to be nicer to you and be like, oh, I can give you advice. Like, you know, I'm the this babe. Like I've got the knowledge. Mm. But when you start to, when you become on the same level as them now, all of a sudden now you see that the attitude towards you has changed, that the way they interact with you is changing because now like you're on the same. Are you a witch? Are you a witch?
Sounds like a personal thing.
Probably are.
You experiencing that?
No. I just hate that whole thing. I always think about the people who
don't have it like that,
but also people who are figuring out themselves and building their confidence to be able to be like, this is what I want to do, and that's that.
I think so. They're easily influenced. You get me? So they're easily influenced
in that. So for me, I think about when you're saying all these things, and someone who might be dealing with something or whatever it is goes online and sees these things, and that actually will affect them in real life. Mm. And also, like even younger people who they're not solid in who they are, they're not grounded in who they are yet, and then. Oh, I can't.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
you're frustrating
hard.
My life.
I think even when I was younger, I used to be influenced by like the girls going to the clubs and like having like, I remember I used to want Brazilian hair so bad. Like back then it was a thing. But I think now the influence is really like worse because I think with like social media and stuff. But now it's just like, even girls are like 18, not like, even younger. I think
have like you seen them 17, secondary school, going to school, and they've got like frontals, 24 inches.
Like, and I'm just so shocked. I'm thinking, man, how are you 17?
I was in pick and drop.
Don't get me wrong, like, I wore weave, but not like my elders were wearing weave. Like,
my elders.
You know, like back then, like when the like, my cousins and stuff were like, were 25, yeah, 26 or whatever, they were wearing like Kika Good Hair kind of,
yeah,
or like Whitney Marie, like them kind of bundles.
Blue
my
ribbon and them.
Premium 2 weren't the same. But now girls are literally like 17, 16.
And do you know what it is?
Going to get frontals, eyelashes. No, don't get me wrong. It's nice to do these things, but I just think there's a time.
Not at that age.
Yeah, there's a time for like, there's a time to be able to, you will enjoy these things in abundance.
When you start
like,
working and you start making money, you can enjoy these things.
You can get your lashes done every week if you wanted to. But I just think when you're 16, 17, 18, wow.
And do you know what?
Girls
that's
do
why
long ass nails. Like,
and do you know what is it? That's why I'm so
with them.
That's what I'm so passionate about this, because the way social media is set up, yeah, you can't tell. Like, it's a mix. Do you get me? Like,
and that's
you're
how
not
younger
just
girls will be looking older than me.
You're not just following like people that are like your age group and above. Like, it's a mixture of people. Yeah. Do you get me? And so these younger girls are then going online and seeing this slander about this and this and this and this, and then now they're being influenced by this, and now it's like, okay, me too. I have to. You're young.
Yeah.
First, my wore weave was in uni.
It's mad. Like, I go on TikTok and I see like, oh, it's my mad. Sweet, like my 18th birthday and stuff. And I'm thinking, like, don't get me wrong, I'm happy that you're able to do this for your 18th birthday, but I just think,
nah, man,
this is adults. Like, even though at 18 you're an adult, but
you're not an adult.
So
unless you're earning money. And when I was earning, I wasn't even using my money for that.
You know, girls these days are like, young girls are going to like school and everything, but working and using that money to fund this luxury babe lifestyle. Like, I'm seeing girls 18 working two jobs. Like, I saw a girl, I think she does night shifting. And don't get me wrong, obviously, maybe her circumstances that she has to work.
Yeah, if your circumstances are different.
Yeah,
then
you have to work these two jobs, which is fine.
But if you're doing it just to do Dubai, darling.
Like, I'm seeing, like,
that could actually never be my child.
Using their student loans and stuff to go up to do Dubai and stuff like that. And I just think there's a time for these things. Like, don't rush. That's one thing as well in life. Like, even us 26, 27, 25, 28 year olds, like, there's a time for everything. There's no need to rush. Me, I've been screaming, I haven't been to Dubai, and my age means I've been to Dubai like 3-4 times.
And that's
am
good
I gonna
for them.
Come and cry? No, it's not as if I can't afford Dubai. I can, but
the time hasn't just worked out for me.
Yeah, the time hasn't.
And that's okay.
Yeah, but there's people literally like, I can't believe don't get me wrong, I've said that. But as in, there's people who've literally
but you're
their
not,
soul
you're not gonna
dying.
Pick up like 4 extra jobs.
Yeah, but there's people in this like literally doing the most just to go to Dubai and say that I've been to Dubai, or doing so much just to say that they wore a frontal. Like, it's just little things. I'm just like, wow.
I think it's terrible. We're in a very
like
bad
we're in a generation where I feel like the younger ones are rushing.
Girl, have you seen that meme of the lizard that escaped?
No.
Equiar is the funniest. You know, like when you have school and then like a pet person comes and they show the kids the pets and stuff.
Yeah.
Equiar. When I tell you the way the lizard ran,
I'm so dying.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
But people are literally rushing.
They need
like,
to relax, man.
Rushing through life.
I hate it. Honestly, I really don't like it. I don't like the broke shaming. I don't like making fun of people. Because you know what's crazy as well? I always think as well, like, there's certain things like I may want to tweet you, but I wouldn't be able to because as much as I know my friends, you don't know what people are going through. So I would never come online and be like, oh, like, if you're not earning this, you're a bum. If you're not doing this. Because I don't know, like, some of your friends, you guys are out here tweeting stuff, and some of your friends are actually in that situation.
Yeah, 100%.
And how would, and then you want to say, oh, open up. How can I open up to you when your persona online is you being a dick?
Yeah.
How can I find, how would I be able to come and express my vulnerability to you when you're online constantly slandering people in Perspex Hills, constantly slandering people with that don't have a nice house. Do you get me? All that kind of stuff. People don't think beyond just their man. But for me, it makes me sick because it just seems as if like everyone's trying to stunt for everyone else that's online. And the 100%. Thing is, all of you that are stunting, most of you don't even have the things that you're stunting with. So, if you are finished.
Yeah.
Call a spade, child.
No, honestly, it's all social media. And I think everybody's putting up a facade. Everybody's putting up this image of living good, luxury, going to this holiday. Don't get me, and like I've said before, if that's you, that's you, innit? But you don't have to scream about it. And it's not even coming from like a like hateration kind of place. It's just I think with black people especially, I just think a lot of it screams new money. And I get that when you haven't, when you don't come from a place of like
wealth, you're very excited.
Privilege. It's fine to be excited, don't get me wrong. But my thing is just don't put down other people. That's my thing, is that you can enjoy everything that's coming to you, the success, everything. That's fine. If you're now on a 50K salary, if you're now 60K, 100K, whatever, that's fine. But don't put down people who are at a place where you used to be. Do you get what I mean? I think that's my thing, is that it's fine to enjoy the fruits of your labor, but don't put down people who are also on the come up or who aren't on the same level as you. Because there's literally some people, I remember my little cousin telling me that there's a girl at her uni who is basically like trying to be an influencer. And now she doesn't speak to people who have like, or she only hangs around with like people who have like a certain amount of followers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is so dumb. That is so dumb. That is so dumb. Like, how are you not friends with people because they don't have the same follower count as you? Like, they have to have like a certain amount of followers for her to like basically like
fraternize with them.
Yeah. And I just think, is this what life has come to? I just think that it's just so dumb.
Do you know what though? You've honestly just got to know yourself. And even if you're young and you're listening to this, figure out who you are. Don't ever like apologize for who it is that you are.
Yeah.
Because this world, like not everything that the world has on offer is good. Mm-hmm. And if you get lost, if you don't know who you are, I had it on the caption of my pictures. If you don't know who you are, people are going to define you for you, basically. And I think no matter, even if it's not popular, like whatever you're doing, even if it's not popular and it's not great, do you know what I mean?
As long as it makes you happy.
As long as you're happy.
Yeah.
And that's why, just stay focused on what you're doing. So if you're not cool enough to be going to parties and wearing this and wearing that, focus on your books. Don't worry. Mm. In the future, you're going to be so grateful that you put your head down. Like, I don't know anyone who's successful and was not a popular kid and didn't do the things that everyone else was doing, didn't follow trends, who has now become successful and regrets it.
Yeah.
They absolutely do not.
Even with like parents.
So Molly was trying to tell y'all.
Even with like parents and stuff, like when you're younger, you're thinking, oh, like I wasn't allowed to do this, I wasn't allowed to go sleepovers. But the older you get, you even hear mad stories like one black woman went to a sleepover with her white friends and she never returned home. Like, so it's just these little things that you're like, I'm grateful for. Don't get me wrong, back then I just thought my parents hated me. They were the worst.
Bad vibes.
They were the worst of the worst. I was ready for what are they called? RSPCA or NSPCA?
RSPCC. You do this all the time. RSPCA is the kid, is the animals.
RSPCC was to come and catch me and take me away from my family. Like, I was just like, I'm ready to pack my bags and leave because you're killing the vibes.
I'm packing my bags.
Honestly, but now I'm grateful for it because it's kept me grounded like so much. And I'm just so grateful. Like, I remember, and don't get me wrong, like this is no shade to people, but I remember like during exam season where people were coming to school to do exams in pregnant bellies. And I could have easily been part of those people. Do you know? Like, and this is no shade like to teenage moms and stuff like that, but that's not for me. Do you know what I mean? And I just think like, wow, like I could have been one of those people. I went to a rough, but it was rough.
Spade.
Do you know what I mean? There were so many people getting pregnant, like
because missing, of that, I always thought,
missing school to go and link up boys and stuff like that. I could have easily, and these were like my friends.
And do you know what I mean? Even stuff like that, like I always, because obviously if you have a parent who's like, you know, having a parent who says you can't go and do sleepover, you can't do this, you can't do that, that is love, you know, because that's a parent who is active in your life, who cares, and who's paying attention.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of kids don't have parents who are like that. So even kids like that, like, who were, you know, doing all sorts and smoking up and doing all that kind of stuff, like, their parents weren't paying attention.
Mm.
And it's so sad because the kids didn't ask for parents like that.
Mm.
But unfortunately, that was the hand they were dealt, and they didn't have people to give them better direction in life.
Mm-mm-mm.
So don't be so mad at your parents.
And don't get me wrong, like, I don't think the methods that they went about it were the right way to get me to not do those things. I think sometimes if you're a child, no matter what your parents say or do, if you're set on doing something, you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But I think, like, them being hard on me, it kind of helped me just to be like, okay, do you know what? Let me not do this.
Yeah.
And in the end, it worked. Like, I feel like I had a part in it as well because I decided to listen, whereas there's some kids who don't actually still listen. But it helped me to be grounded in who I am.
Who you are,
the type of woman that I am today. So
I would say that.
Don't get me wrong, like, our parents can be really annoying, and like the type of methods that they use to get you to not do something or do something can be annoying, but sometimes it's,
I think it's a bigger lesson.
It's for the betterment of your future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, so don't be following your friends. That, and also, the older you get, you realise that it's not everything your friends do that you must do as well.
And I'll be honest with you, yeah. Friends you have today, yeah, you might not have them in the next 5 years.
Bro, that's the honest, there's so many people.
That's the honest truth there.
That I just don't speak to anymore.
Yeah.
And I think the older I get, the smaller
my circle, girl.
The amount of people I speak to actually. And it's not as if we're fighting or beefing. No, there's no animosity, but you just don't really talk anymore.
You just outgrow. I just think you're just in different phases of life. And now what you do or what I do or conversations we have and stuff like that doesn't gel my spirit anymore. And
yeah,
throwing the deuces up.
But I just think you have to find yourself outside of your friends, outside of your family, outside of your siblings. Know who you are. Is there anything you must follow? If you want to follow too, that's fine. Go and enjoy yourself. But don't feel pressured. Because I think right now there's a lot of pressure to get married, to have kids, to have a good job, to drive a nice car, to have a nice house.
Even for the younger kids, damn.
Like to pass your exams, to go to uni. Yeah. If you don't want to go to uni and you know that there's another path for you,
come up with the path first before you decide to do it.
Yeah, not going to lie. If my kids said they're not going to uni, you better have a better,
good alternative. If you've got an alternative, then that's fine, we move. But I was going to say as well, if you're young and you like go through these pressures and all that kind of stuff, message us. You can always message me in a queer or message us on the No Shade thing.
Yeah.
Like literally, we're here to talk to you. We've been through so much.
Yeah,
so
we've been through it all.
We can relate.
Literally, we've been through it all.
Even had this adult gone last week, I went through it.
Friendships, so, everything. Me, when it comes to friendship, I've really been not really been through it, but
you got stories.
I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from girls, honestly. I really, really have.
Nah, being friends with me is a full-time job, mate. It's actually a full-time job.
Yeah.
But guys, feel free to write into us, all that kind of stuff. And
But don't rush. Don't rush.
What you? Yeah, guys, we're gonna end it there.
Yeah.
And please follow us at No Shade Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Yep.
You can write a cute little sentence as well about how much you love us. And also on Spotify, you can rate us 5 stars as well.
Yeah.
What else is there?
For YouTube, you can subscribe to us.
Yeah, subscribe to us on YouTube. We've got videos up on there.
Just keep supporting, sharing. If you're listening, let us know.
What would you want us to what would you want us to do for 150th? Don't say live show, because it's not possible to pull that off in two weeks.
Oh wow.
It's not possible to pull that off in 2 weeks. But
the girls have been asking for something. Honestly,
so,
I know
ideas.
You guys are like, it's not easy, you guys.
Okay, I'm gonna say left to me, I'm just gonna under 150th, I'm gonna come here, do a whoop whoop, and that'll be it.
150th? What? I don't even know.
I don't know anything anymore.
Do you know what? 150th, we're going to invite a listener on the episode.
Ooh, that's nice. I like that.
Yes, we're going to invite a listener on the episode.
How are we going to invite how are we going to know who to invite there?
Message us. Whoever listens to this episode first, if you're true.
So, okay, then we get 6 DMs. How do we pick?
Whoever came true first.
Okay, you better hope you have good signal.
So, if you're true no lead, I was gonna say no lead. If you're a true No Shade listener and you put your notification bell on,
you get to this part,
and you get to this part of the episode, and you DM us, and obviously, if you DM us, and I know you've listened to the whole episode, so yeah, 150. If you're a true girl, you're a true rider,
yeah,
then
you'll be here with us.
With us,
come just with us,
live and direct.
Yeah,
guys, we're going to sign out.
Yep, and you can find me at My Own Royalty on Instagram and Twitter. I'm trying to be more consistent on Instagram, so like my pictures,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, we love to see it.
I've got an idea for something else, but I don't want to talk about it because it's me.
You can follow me, @IkeaAubrey_ on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're signing out, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.